And it's now time for your daily Fortis News Break, a production of Fortis Institute. Loudoun County, Virginia. Well, they've just proved they've learned absolutely nothing from arresting a father whose daughter was sexually assaulted in their bathrooms. Now they're suspending two boys for the crime of asking why a biological female was in their locker room. And yes, they're calling that sexual harassment. The boys get 10-day suspension and a permanent mark on their academic records that could destroy their college prospects. The girl who filmed minors in a locker room, well, she gets no punishment whatsoever. Speaking of insanity, a British Columbia nurse just got slapped with a $94,000 fine for the revolutionary belief that women deserve female-only spaces. Amy Hamm's worst defense, being part of a billboard campaign that said, "I love J.K. Rowling." That's it. That's the hate crime. The British College of Nurses and Midwives, a profession that exclusively serves biological women, spent years prosecuting her for defending women's rights. They called her statements discriminatory and derogatory for saying men aren't women. Rowling herself responded to the ruling, and Hamm remains defiant, pointing out that biological reality and freedom of expression still matter. The Washington Post is having a panic attack because mothers are choosing to raise their own children instead of grinding away in cubicles. Working mothers ages 25 to 44 have been leaving the workforce every month this year, and the Washington Post calls this a disaster that's wiped out gains. Because apparently women abandoning their kids for corporate profit is progress. And in Ohio, a Chick-fil-A that's near a middle school has just announced that customers 17 and under need adult supervision after school hours. People are absolutely losing their minds over this. I mean, honestly, have you seen how teenagers behave in public these days? This is what happens when parents stop parenting and schools stop disciplining, and you expect public businesses to be your babysitter. The restaurant says they want to provide a safe and comfortable environment for all of their customers, which is corporate speak for "your kids are destroying our store." Parent them. And finally, because 2025 hasn't been weird enough, the FDA is warning Americans to not eat potentially radioactive shrimp from Walmart. Man, I didn't think I would ever read that warning or need it, but apparently we do today. Indonesian supplier BMS Foods had shipping containers that tested positive for something that I can't pronounce, but thankfully none of the glowing seafood made it to stores, they say. The FDA says the radiation levels wouldn't cause acute hazard, but could increase cancer risk over time. Nothing says great value like a bargain-priced shrimp that causes cancer. I stretch for that one. And that wraps up today's Fortis News Break. I'm Jimmy Hicks. If you want more, you can download Fortis Plus or sign up to become a Fortis Insider for exclusive daily content. You can do both at FortisInstitute.org. And don't forget, you can subscribe to Fortis News on your favorite podcast app in order to get these updates daily. Until tomorrow, go serve your king.